702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Kabazela, a very good morning to you. Happy Friday.
Good morning to you, Bele. Always
good on a Friday. Bloody good on a Friday. All right, okay. Whew. You're in the mood. Gosh,
when it's got nothing to do with Arsenal's loss last night.
Oh, wow. Rub it in.
Thought I'd throw that in. Yeah.
All right, talk to me. Why do people still do this? Another public proposal.
You know, we've spoken about these many times on the show. In various places where these proposals have taken place in public. But I think this one takes the cake and is probably the most disrespectful one I think I've seen in a very, very, very long time. And it's made international headlines, and it appears as though it's a local proposal, and a lot of international sites, news sites, have picked up on this video on TikTok. And it's at a funeral. And
no.
These people are inside this tent, and you can see the coffins in front of everybody, and there's flowers around, and people are sitting there in their chairs, and you can see there's a woman in front who's very, very heartbroken. And then there's this man who has the microphone. Now, I don't know if he is the boyfriend or if he is the pastor, because some of the sites are saying it's the pastor, but he then gets onto his knee. And he's saying something to her. He like sort of wipes away the tears from her eyes, and then he proposes to her and asks her to marry him. Now, what are you thinking? Like, why would you do this?
That is unbelievable.
At a funeral where you're grieving, and you know, celebrating the life perhaps of your loved one that's gone, and now this hero thinks he's gonna, you know, propose to you and heal your broken heart. So, yeah, people are just looking at that video and thinking, you know, that shake my head kind of meme or emoticon kind of thing. So, yeah, these have got to stop, eh, Bongles?
I mean, let's put it out there, Kabazela, right? Would you accept a public proposal? Do you think it's romantic for somebody to do a big grand gesture in trying to win your hand in marriage? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? My personal instinct is absolutely not. Just because if I do get rejected, I'd rather deal with it privately, you know, rather than have to face rejection in front of lots of other people. But also there's just something a little uncomfortable about the idea of putting the person to whom you're proposing under such pressure. Or do you think, I don't get it? There's something romantic about it, right? It's that big, because presumably by the time you propose, you should have a good idea of what the answer is going to be, right? You shouldn't, you really shouldn't get it wrong. But my goodness, doing it at a funeral is absolutely, absolutely daft. All right. People helping a motorist after an, after a medical emergency. Tell me about this.
This is a really, really beautiful video to watch. So it was released by the Boynton Beach Police Department, and they put it on their social media channels. And the reason they did this was that they wanted to get all the Good Samaritans who came to this woman's assistance so that they could reunite this lady with her sort of heroes and heroines. So what happens is it's taken from the CCTV footage at a major intersection, a big busy intersection, and you see that these cars are stopped at this traffic light, except for one, and it just keeps going and going, and it's moving fairly slowly. But it's going, you know, you can see there's something wrong with this car. It's not going straight, and it's just going slowly, and it's moving towards these cars like it's going to crash into these cars. So one woman, and I love this, it's always like a catalyst. One woman, one man, you know, sees something and they jump into action. And she sees this car just sort of, you know, rolling forward. And she jumps out of her car and she runs to this car and she's banging on the bonnet and signaling to all the motorists who are coming from the other direction to stop and not come through the intersection. And then one by one, all these people start jumping out of their cars to try and stop this car. And they start pushing against it from the front to slow it down. And they succeed, and they slow the car and stop the car. Then they break the back window with a dumbbell, and they manage to get in, open up the locks, and, you know, get to the aid of this woman who had some kind of medical emergency behind the wheel. And, you know, they're saying if it wasn't for these people's quick action and thinking, something could have gone terribly wrong and perhaps maybe this lady could have lost her life. So anyway, they, well done to those people, by the way, and they put this out on their social media channels to say, you know, if you know these people who came to the assistance, please get in touch. And yeah, you know, within moments, the people got in touch and all these people have been contacted. And now they're going to be setting up, you know, some kind of a ceremony to reunite all these people with the woman that they helped save. So I thought it was an interesting thing to ask, or a question to ask this morning. Have you ever met the person that came to your aid when you were in a time of need?
Because,
you know, you could be stuck on this, you know, an accident or whatever it may be. And often there's the first responders are the public who will come
ordinary,
to your aid.
Ordinary folks. Yeah, that's ordinary a very, very folk. Good one. Right. Have you been in an emergency and then did you eventually get to meet and perhaps even thank the person who helped you? Let's talk. 011-883-0702.